Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We're being interrupted right now by a homeless man.
We're kind of in their house. He thinks we're in a relationship because he threw money at me.
That's fair.
They can dish it, but they can't fucking take it.
I don't know if they're schizophrenic or just, like, drunk.
This homeless man is laughing at me.
Well, she also has, like, gonorrhea and, like, every other STD. I go to, like, a gay bathhouse because I'm a slut. Fabulous.
No, you can be, we don't care.
Yeah, we can have a feature.
A returning guest on the show, Kylie.
I came out to vape because I have a problem.
Yeah, why can't we vape in there?
I did vape in there, but I think it's frowned upon.
Well, most things I do are.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't put my mouth on things in there either.
Oh, Harry. I don't think I'm allowed back at ACC. I just have a feeling like if I were to go there for another open mic, like they wouldn't call my name.
You are so rude to me and my friends and to everybody. You're disrespectful. I'm a very intelligent woman.
Yeah, well, listen, if I wanted to go get fucked over by a bunch of straight men, I'd go to a fraternity house.
Being constantly intimidated and pushed when you're the weaker person is being a bully. And that's what was happening.
Whoa. He's gay.
I'm gay.
Shit, I'm gay too. What bitch is that? It seems to me that all the gay guys have all the bitches.
I'm a bitch and I'm offended.
Yeah.
You're a bitch. You asked where the bitches were at? Okay, this homeless man is laughing at me. At least somebody thinks I'm funny.
Oh my God, this is fabulous. See, like, someone like that, I don't know if they're schizophrenic or just, like, drunk.
So the other day, I don't know if it was that guy. It might have been a different guy like that.
Yeah.
But he, like, just came up to us, started making jokes, and I was like, dude, you can sign up for the open mic here at this venue. And then this guy who I was standing next to, one of the comics, or he works here, he's not a comic, but, like, he was like, you need to
back up
like 6 feet and like keep backing up. And then he like kept coming closer again.
Nobody would think somebody like me would be in a situation like that.
He told him to like walk away. He's like, just walk in that direction. He pointed to the sidewalk. And I was like, no, walk in that direction. I pointed towards traffic.
Yeah.
This man starts walking in traffic and he's like screaming at the top of his lungs. I've never had anybody take directions like that from me.
Yeah. What was it like to have that level of power and control over someone?
I have God on my side, so...
You know, if it was somebody of status, that would be a different type of success.
Yeah. Well, I mean, going back to the sentiment of someone throwing money at you because they think you're pretty, like, I usually have to pay others.
I don't know why... Actually, he's right here. We can just ask him. Remember when you threw money at me? Why did you do that?
Because you made a difference and you're actually doing the damn thing. You're fucking killing it.
In the inside scoop.
I'm not doing it. What are you painting with whiteout?
Coming up on The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Are you like newly homeless? You look like you've showered today. I don't mean to profile you, but you'd look like somebody who would have gotten vaccinated.
Well, really, I do it for you.
Welcome. That was a compliment. When you tell a homeless person they don't look homeless, isn't
it is
that
a compliment?
Okay. I was more than gracious.
Are you calling me white? Thank you. I am, actually. I don't know why it's not working out for me financially, but here we are.
Head out.
Oh, he says he has a room.
You have a room? So you're not homeless. Sorry. That's a disqual.
I mean, we go up in there and just like jump around, you know?
Is it a problem that she has herpes?
Yeah. I got herpes too, shit. It's all good.
Okay.
Well, she also has, like, gonorrhea and, like, every other STD. He's willing to look past all that.
I think you're fine as fuck, and I love your lips.
Thank you. They're fake.
Which ones?
My asshole lips, okay?
Yeah.
So do you really believe in what she says?
No, but like, see, like, you're good at picking up guys. I am not.
I'm not.
Well, so like, I go.
You
to,
see
like,
the quality?
There's a bathhouse here in San Diego that I go to, like a gay bathhouse because I'm a slut. Basically, a place where everyone gets naked, walks around, goes in steam rooms and saunas, and just like comes all over the place.
Okay.
It's fantastic. The problem is I'm so ugly that I get rejected even at a bathhouse.
Is it exclusive for the gays?
Yes.
Is it, well, in Hillcrest?
I wouldn't say you have to be gay. You can be, you have to be a man, like a guy. And if you're straight and curious, you can go, but it's like, it's mainly.
It's like if a girl walked in there, they'd be
no,
like,
they
what
won't
are
let
you
in.
Really?
No.
That's kind of like discrimination.
Yeah, well, 75% of the guys there are like old men, like over the age of 60. So it's like,
I wonder if you've ever seen my father there.
I don't know what your father would look like. Well,
an older, uglier version of me as a man.
Okay, I could see that.
You can?
Yeah. Well, see, like, the problem is that, like, at the... Oh, hello.
How are you? You look so great.
I feel like you say that to everybody.
Yeah. Have you heard of Tinder?
Don't cry. Actually, it's not you. It's, like, people, if that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
But I'm not people, okay?
Even ask him.
My name is Brian.
What is this? I don't want a sponge. But thank you. I only take money. I just got handed a piece of a sponge. It's a thought that counts. That was really nice. Thank you. I'm sorry. Was that rude of me not to take it? I just figured you need it more than I do. Okay, come back here. Now I'm going to cry on his behalf. This is awkward.
He deserves a good hug.
No, I'm allergic.
Allergic to what? Poverty?
I have a huge penis. God. God damn it.
You live in your dream world and I'll
no,
come over here.
No, you're living in a dream world, Tamara, because I never used that word.
You live in your dream world. And I will come over here with my people that know what life's about.
Yes. How did you get so perfect?
See, like, because I'm a Jewish male, I don't, like, I have a penis, but it's more like a tic-tac. So.
Is that a Jewish thing?
Yes.
I thought Jews have big dicks, no? I don't know. My dad's gay. I've never seen his.
It's a double-edged sword. Because, like, on one hand, when I hook up with a Jewish guy, I don't have to worry about them being not circumcised. But on the other hand, chances of them being hung are, like, near zero.
Chances of them giving.
Like money?
Like anything.
I don't need someone to pay for me, at least not anymore. It would have been nice maybe a couple years ago.
Well, you are a white male, so you do have that money-making ability.
Yeah, exactly.
They all had something to say about me and my relationship with Jeff, and that I was a gold digger, and I was cheating on him, and all the crap that they came up with.
We're really showing them what San Diego's like. And this is a Sunday. Like, could you imagine what it's like out here on, like, a Saturday?
I've tried to do that before, a podcast outside on a Saturday, and whoever I'm interviewing ends up just, like, walking away.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm not going to fucking edit this. I don't even know where they went. I'm not motivated to edit those kinds of podcasts.
I am not a young kid on a playground being forced to do something against my will.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah, I've seen my dreams.
Thank you. Your nightmares.
Maybe that was the time he got caught masturbating in public.
That would be so funny if I saw somebody masturbating to me in public.
I've taken a shit in public before. I was at the Black's Beach, and like the walk down there, it's steep and there's no bathroom down there. And like I have IBS, which is like kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's a Jewish thing, I think.
Well, it's also kind of the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Because you can just shit in public and get away with it?
Well, no, because like I can eat whatever the fuck I want and not get fat. It's like a socially acceptable form of bulimia.
I don't poop at all.
Really?
And I think it's fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm like, where does it go?
When I get a stomach ache, I like come face to face with God. It's
like
a
diarrhea?
Near-death experience. Yes.
Okay.
And
why'd you throw it at me? That's not money, sir.
What does it say? Micah Minor Editable Hubby, A+.
This is your card? All right, I'll call you. Is this your home phone? Come on, that was funny.
That's so me.
I thought we were on cool terms and we could make fun of each other.
Well, listen, if he's throwing money at you, I think that opens the door.
I think there's a confrontation going down.
Oh,
don't
want,
ever yell at me like that.
Don't put your finger at me.
Don't
I'm not scared of you, by the way. I'm not scared of you.
Don't expect you to be scared of me, but don't yell at me.
I'm not scared of you.
I deserve respect.
I can yell
from
at
you.
I'm
all
not
I
yelling
want
when
you.
You're being stupid.
I'm not being stupid.
You're stupid now.
You're the stupid one.
Really? Who's the stupid one now?
They're battling over me right now.
Yeah. Must be nice to be wanted.
It is.
Coming up.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
My good skin has nothing to do with rubbing semen on my face.
Okay.
That is a lie.
That is a, okay. Yeah, well, I thought so. I assumed.
Guys got to stop asking me that. Like, but when they ask, like, where do you want it? It's such a dumb question.
No, it's like, I don't know, over there in the corner, in this jar, actually. I collect it. I want it chilled on the rocks.
Right. And then a lot of times, it's like their first time, like, jizzing in, like, 3 days. And so it's like a category 4 hurricane just tearing through the place. Those, like, scenes where someone just gets like sprayed and like attached to the wall.
Yeah, it's like you got slimed, right? Like Nickelodeon style.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sometimes I bring like a poncho, umbrella, goggles. Yeah. You never know. Yeah. It's a dangerous world.
What are you doing?
I want a big flower.
I'm gonna have another baby.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Like, the problem with my dog, like, she's super sweet, but she also, like, shits and pees everywhere. Like father, like daughter.
She gets naked, too, when she takes shits.
And she makes eye contact with you.
Yeah, I like to do that when I'm doing my incest jokes on stage. Right. Eye contact. And now I know how to, like, actually see people. It's like you just move one step forward or backwards or whatever. And then the glare is not in your eyes. I heard you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just accept the glare in your eyes.
Are you guys straight?
Notice how, like, anybody who has a job just keeps walking.
Yeah.
And you know that they have a job because they kept walking.
Well, I'd like to give them another job.
To have a job that you can count on for so long. I mean, I don't know what that feels like.
You have higher standards than me. Like, I'm willing, like, if they have a penis and they're not...
No, my standards are not realistic. Like, I want a really rich guy, but I can't stand being around rich guys. And if they're poor, that's out of the question. So I literally just don't like anybody.
Yeah, my standards are they as long as they don't have foreskin and aren't wearing a necklace, I'm good.
Then that, why didn't you go home with that homeless guy?
Well, they also can't have hepatitis.
Okay, well, now you have standards.
Right.
And that's the problem.
I guess not, yeah.
That one has transportation.
Oh my God. But I am so excited to move and, like, away from this, like, toxic comedy scene here in San Diego.
Take me with you, please. Because I feel like I'm not liked here. But I actually feel that way everywhere I go.
I don't know. I just think...
I think if I were to go to San Francisco, they would hate me there, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sick of just not being taken seriously.
But you're a comic.
Yeah.
If you want to be taken seriously, do something serious.
Like?
Like, shoot everybody. I'm just kidding. Like, get a gun and go to, like, a school. I think that's how you get taken seriously, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
Okay, well, I mean, you wanted suggestions, and that's all I got.
Yeah,
so.
Nope, I appreciate your input.
Yeah, so you're like, I'm just going to keep making jokes and keep
wanting
people
to... I'm going to let that one be.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, talk about toxic.
Randy Glanville.
Just came out. He's, like, the guy that, like, kind of everyone hates. So he took my set list.
Because you left it on stage.
Right, by accident. And he spent his entire time making fun of my comedy with me sitting right there. I don't know if he knew it was me, but everyone else in the room obviously did.
You don't think he saw your set because he was up next on deck?
He wasn't immediately next, so I don't even know if he was in the room. So I don't think he knew it was mine, but that's besides the point. Like, you don't do that when the audience will know who you're talking about because they just heard that set.
The fact that people were laughing at it was weird to me.
Yeah, like, well, because they weren't laughing at it. They were laughing at me.
They weren't, though. Like, honestly, he's dumb for doing that.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of comics, especially in San Diego.
Yeah.
They just like to shit on people, and they think it's funny.
Right.
And, like, because there's, like, this power structure of, like, if I book shows and I'm making the shows, everybody has to, like, kiss my ass, and I can shit on everybody.
Right.
And I'm not about that. Like, I don't care. Like, I talk shit back. And if you can't handle that, then I just won't go to your venue.
Right. Well, I think, so what ended up happening is, so this was like a month and a half ago. A couple days ago, this guy comes back, right? And someone tells him that, like, hey, that guy you made fun of his set list is kind of upset. So he comes up to me, he's like, hey, are you upset about that? And I'm like, not anymore. Like, it was a month and a half ago. We're good. You know, I'd totally forgotten about it by that point. And he kept pushing me. He's like, why would you even be upset about it to begin with? I'm furthering your material. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. You making fun of my set and tearing it apart and making it seem like juvenile is not furthering my
stuff. I want to hear this recording of it that
of
you have.
Of him freaking out?
Of him just using your set list.
Oh, I didn't record that, unfortunately.
I thought you did.
No, I recorded the part where then he came that day that I'm talking about now. So he got mad that I was upset. And other people obviously knew about what happened because either
he got
they were
mad that you
there.
Were upset. You're right. Not allowed to. You're not entitled to not, your emotions.
Well, not to a straight man.
Yeah, I understand that.
Right.
I understand that 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then we're just an annoying, complaining bitch.
Yeah.
You know,
we're not entitled to even think things are funny.
Right.
Even.
And so he comes in while I'm doing my set, starts recording, not knowing that I'm already having one of my other friends record my set.
Why?
I don't, well, because he wanted, so then he starts
that's
being
illegal.
Like, well, yeah, exactly. Technically, yeah. Recording without someone's consent. So anyhow, I was recording my own set, which is fine. And he came in and was heckling me. Like, I made a joke and he's like, womp, womp, womp. And I'm like, sir, is there something you need to say? And he's like, yeah, you're a terrible comedian in front of everyone sitting in that room. And I was
like, did everyone like just die of laughter?
No, everyone was sitting there like,
yeah,
what
because
the
why would you say that?
What the fuck
that's
is this guy
funny.
Doing? Right. And so he's like, I'm a headliner and you're just an open micer.
You're
and mind you, this is someone
Diego.
That's on television that
he's
has a reputation.
Television.
Yes. And he's
a TV show.
I think like Californication. There's a couple other ones that I can't remember because they don't matter.
I'm on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Have my own channel.
Yep, exactly. So then he notices that like he's not getting a rise out of me. I go, does everyone here want him to leave? And they're like, yep. And I go, clap if you want him to leave. So everyone starts clapping, which is cool. And then he gets annoyed that I'm not like taking the bait. And I mean, his bait is probably, I mean, by the look of him, it's probably full of cholesterol. But like,
I don't know who this person is. He's yeah. here, though?
He's not here at Madhouse. I think he's headlining over at ACC today. And then he comes on stage, as I'm on stage, like being like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? And he goes, I'm a headliner. You're just an open micer. And, you know, you've only been doing comedy for 3 months.
I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it when they're like, yeah, I've only been doing it for 3 months. I'm like, really? Because I've been booked at all three of the venues
yeah.
in San Diego that I've performed at
yeah.
doing open mics at.
Yeah.
So why don't you shut the fuck up? Because it probably took you years to even get booked for
yeah.
anything.
Well, see, and it's shit like that. Like, I can handle that. But someone who's like, if that were like my first time doing comedy or like if I were like in my first couple weeks and that happened, I would never come back.
That's what they're trying to do,
yeah.
though. And you can't just like let them have that.
Well, of course. But like when you're new and you're already when you're all remember, like think about your first time doing comedy and how
well,
nervous you were.
I was a stripper before.
Oh, well. So maybe you kind of like beat that shit.
But here's the thing is like people don't know that about me. So, like, yes, I've only been doing comedy for, like, 3 months or 4 months or whatever.
Yeah.
But I have stage experience that's way more humiliating.
Yeah.
It's way more humiliating. Like, it's way scarier to get yeah. naked in front of people right. for money.
Right.
Like, that's way scarier. So, like, for you to say, like, I would be doing it every night if I were you. I'm like, no, I need to sit there and refine my shit and make sure it's really good before yeah. I just get up there.
Let me go see. I just want to make sure I'm not missing my spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Next time on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I don't want to. Is it a bomb? I'm scared. No, keep it. You can sell it.
You're such a bitch.
No, I have two handheld recorders. I don't need another one, but I appreciate you. Thank you. No one's calling the cops on you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.